All right, everyone. It's the Grim Lord here, and this is Grimm's Uncanny Valley. We are back with more Lust Theory. Okay, guys, so quick announcement. The final version of Lust Theory Season 2 just came out. It's available on everything but GOG, and I'm using GOG. So, and Seton says, yeah, we'll have it tomorrow, which is today, so hopefully I'll go grab it while I'm at work, because, you know, that's kind of when I download my games, at work. So I'll grab it and install it, and next weekend we'll have the full voice acting. Again, they have assured me that the main character is not voice acted, so you don't have to worry about that. But some of the missing dialogue from Jessica and other characters have all now been filled in, and the game is truly complete. By the way, Lust Theory Season 2 is on like episode, or excuse me, Lust Theory Season 3 is on like episode 2 or 3 now, so they're really pumping that out. Kind of interesting. A lot of things are getting released and all that, so good news all around. All right, so let's go ahead and get started. Jessica's story. A room at night. No. Come to think of it, I really can't be fucked with this tonight. I can't believe I just thought of that. Am I starting to get desensitized by all this? No, that's not possible. I'm probably just having a bad night.
Feeling unusually flat, you go back to your room.
Okay, so what now? I could just pack it in and call it a night, but it's still evening and I'm not that tired. Guess I could kill a couple hours with some gaming. Fuck it, why not? After all, I haven't done much of it since this started.
Sitting down at your desk, you turn on your PC and launch a game.
Oh god, I really am becoming jaded as fuck, aren't I? I'm actually seriously choosing video games over sex. Always a good decision. What have I become? Oh, it's starting. Hey, it says Echoes of Lust. That was the original name for this game, but Steam said, no, Echoes of Lust is too much. I don't know why.
Like an excited boy, you quickly forget your existential woes and start playing. You also forget about Jessica, who is waiting for you in her room right now. About an hour or so later...
Where the fuck is he? Does he think I'm just gonna wait around all night for him? As if I have nothing better to do? Because I damn well do. Unlike him, I have options. And a girl like me, a girl with options, doesn't get stood up.
Back in your room. Completely absorbed in your game.
Well, I'll be damned. It's the game we do next. Returning to Mia.
You're completely unaware of the rage that's filling her, just down the hall.
So he's playing the game that we're playing next. Wow, that's... You know, it's a universe, man.
And it could have very well remained that way. But it doesn't.
Gah!
What the fuck is this?
Huh? What do you mean? It's returning to Mia!
It looks like I need to see an eye doctor or something because I don't believe what I'm seeing.
I'm lost. What do you mean?
What do you mean?
You'd rather choose porn over me?
What do you mean? Did you forget about what we talked about for tonight?
Oh shit, it completely slipped my mind, sorry.
Slipped your mind? Fuck you! Did you forget about what we...
No, I just couldn't really be bothered.
You couldn't be bothered?
Uh-oh.
She looks at you in disbelief, her eyes widening with rage.
Couldn't be bothered?
Uh-oh. I really don't know what possesses me to say stuff like this.
fuck yourself.
Jeez, relax. Why don't you? It's not that big of a deal. We can do it tomorrow if you want.
Tomorrow, huh? Are you kidding me?
I guess we could do it now if you're so... Oh, don't do that. Don't say it, don't say it, don't say it, don't say it! If you're so desperate for it! Oh! Guess sometimes idiocy is too powerful.
Desperate?
Oh, shit.
Did you really just call me desperate?
Did I stutter? Dude, you gotta get knocked in the fucking mouth.
You little fuck. Why on earth would I be desperate for you?
Oh, shit.
I was only gonna do it because I felt bad for what a fucking loser virgin you are.
Oh, damn. She damn near called him an incel. Uh-huh, keep telling yourself that. We both know you couldn't wait to stuff your mouth with my cock. Oh, he's trying.
You're delusional. I'm out of here.
Yeah, but you'll be back. What are you going to do, the revolving door?
Not in a million years, dipshit. I was nice enough to do a favor for you, but you blew it. And you'll never, ever have this chance again.
That's what you think.
Spinning around, Jessica storms out of your room, slamming the door behind her.
Jess' reaction to my douchery kind of gets me off, not gonna lie. Really?
Feeling deflated and completely not in the mood to continue gaming, you go to bed. Sometime later, Jessica bursts into your room, the sudden bang waking you up.
Ah, what the fuck? Really? Again?
Good, you're awake. You owe me something.
Huh? I'm still half asleep. What's she talking about?
I'll be downstairs.
She disappears from your line of sight, leaving you confused, with a tad of curiosity.
This is weird. Last time we talked, she was all favor this and blown chance that.
A tad becomes a ton and you jump out of bed, teleporting yourself to the living room in a nanosecond. Jessica is spread out on the couch, watching you come down the last few steps.
What do you want, Jess?
Since you couldn't be bothered before, I decided to give you another shot.
Really? That doesn't sound right.
I mean, how could you know what you missed out on unless I show you?
Jessica opens her legs a bit wider, enough for you to see all of her. Completely.
You just stay there, watching what you could have been a part of.
She starts rubbing her clit, enjoying the fact you're obviously loving the view. She licks her lips, her eyes never leaving yours.
Take your boxers off.
Hey, Kim, but I'm leaving mine on. What? She wants me to get naked.
I need something to work with.
You cautiously obey, throwing your boxers on the floor.
Yes, just like that.
This is unexpected. What am I saying? It's completely unexpectedly hot.
Your now rock-hard cock fails to hide thoughts running through your head.
Oh, you're so big.
Would she be weirded out if I started jacking off? Who could that be, Megan?
It's Chloe. Let her in, quickly.
Let me just...
Now.
A little reluctant, you walk to the door, still naked. Opening it and giving a friendly wave, hello, with your dick.
I'm sure she wants to see that, knowing Chloe. I like Chloe.
Oh, hello to you too.
Suddenly, you're pushed forward and Chloe dodges you, resulting in you falling face flat on the porch.
Ow! What the?
Besides the smack you made when hitting the ground, you hear giggles and see the front door close.
Jess, was this her plan all along?
Hiding your dick with one hand, the other goes for the doorknob, only to find it locked.
Ugh, we've been here before. Jess, open the door!
Sorry, can't be bothered.
I love it when you're a cold bitch.
Kissing sounds. Oh, come on, you could have done that in Seton. Jessica!
With your dick still in hiding, you run towards the garage.
She locked this one too? Damn! Jessica!
Jessica is in her room with Chloe, and Elizabeth is passed out from drinking in her bed. Therefore, all your banging goes to vain.
Looks like you're gonna sleep in the garage tonight, buddy. Ah, she's such a bitch, a little dent in her ego, and she goes batshit crazy. Ah, guess I'm sleeping here tonight.
You find some stuff to keep you warm, and another sigh leaves your body as you close your eyes and force yourself to fall asleep.
I want to pretend this day never happened. This is so fucking annoying. I wonder what else I could try with Jess. I mean, we did do everything except actual sex, so still, is there even a way to do it? I should just go to her room right for now, at night for now. Maybe I can get some info. Yeah, maybe. Yeah, come to think of it, I really can't be fucked with this tonight. I can't believe I just thought of that. No, it's not
feeling
possible.
Unusually flat.
You go back to your room.
Sitting.
It's gonna play some games.
Like, you also forget about an hour or so.
And then she's really pissed.
Back. You're completely.
And let's see here.
Let's not. Yeah, that's.
Slipped your
mind. Hold on.
Did you forget about what we talked about for tonight?
Let's not repeat the whole asshole road again, huh?
Oof. It's chiding me.
Yeah, that sounds like a better idea.
Oh shit, it completely slipped my mind, sorry.
Slipped your mind? Fuck you. I don't slip people's minds, least of all yours.
Hey, what's that supposed to mean?
Do you have any idea how many guys would kill to be in your position?
Quite a lot, I imagine. She's not a bad-looking woman. I'm guessing a lot?
Of course it's a fucking lot. But clearly, you're too stupid to realize that. Because if you weren't, you wouldn't be here and playing a fucking video game.
Look, I said I was sorry. What else do you want from me? We can always do it tomorrow, can't we?
Tomorrow? Dream on, idiot. You had your shot, and you blew it.
Oh, come on. Don't be like that. Let me make it up to you.
Screw you. Don't act like you were doing me a favor.
I'm not. I just wanna...
Before you can say anything more, Jessica storms out of your room, slamming the door behind her.
Fuck, that sure went south fast. Note to self, remember not to stand up to Jessica from now on. Oh, no. That's not what that said. Note to self, remember not to stand up, Jessica, from now on. Good thing the day's repeating, otherwise I would have really fucked my chances with her.
Feeling deflated and completely not in the mood to continue gaming, you go to bed. A few hours later.
Ugh, the fuck? Who the hell calls this late? What? It's Jess!
Confused by why Jessica would be calling you now, and especially after what happened, you groggily answer the phone.
Hello?
I didn't just wake you up, did I?
Yeah, kinda.
Good. Now get your butt out of bed and come downstairs. I want to show you something.
Show me something? Show me what? Here, look! I got the Declaration of Independence! And on the back of it, there's a treasure map! Oh my god, Jessica! Where did you get this? Are we going on an adventure?
You hear a low giggle on the other end of the phone.
No more questions. Just do it.
Saying this, she hangs up.
Jess? What the fuck's going on? And that giggle, it didn't sound like Jessica's voice.
Although you're tired, your curiosity gets the best of you. So you walk out of your bedroom right away. Finally, you head downstairs. As you're walking down, you hear sounds, not yet recognizable.
Jess? Are you here?
You hear a breathy moan coming from the living room.
There are two ladies there on that sofa. Fuck, what the fuck? Who's... Holy shit!
There he is. What's up?
What do you mean, what's up? What the hell's going on in here?
What else does it look like? Jessica's eating my pussy. And doing an amazing fucking job of it, might I add.
Pausing momentarily, Jessica tilts her head up, the area around her mouth glistening with Chloe's juices.
What can I say? I learned from the best.
Aw, thanks, sweetie.
What's happening right now? Are you trying to get caught by someone? What if stepmother comes downstairs?
Did you see the bottle of wine she took to her room? I'd say her coming down is pretty unlikely.
Then what about Megan? She could come home at any minute.
I'll take my chances.
You're not, maybe, just a teeny bit jealous, are you?
Jealous? Hell no, I'm not jealous.
You sure about that? 'Cause you're kinda sending mixed messages.
Smirking, her eyes drift down to your nether regions. Feeling your underwear tighten, you know you're hardly in the position to refute it.
Hey, I'm underwear.
Exactly. Hey, I get it. If I were you, I'd feel the same way. After all, this could have been you. Although, from what Jess tells me, you sure fucked that up, didn't you?
Oh, now I see. So this is your way of getting back at me, is it?
I just want you to see what you're missing, that's all.
Real mature of you. Still, no one can force me to watch this if I don't want to. I can just turn around and go straight back to bed, you know that, right?
Oh, you won't. Instead, what you're gonna do is stand right there, obediently. And jerk yourself to Jessica while she slobbers all over my clit. And jerk your dick to Jessica while she slobbers all over my clit.
Oh, hold on a minute. Let's see what happens if I refuse. Screw that. I'm not just gonna stand here and watch while you two have all the fun. If I'm gonna be here, then I wanna get involved. If not, I'll just go back up to bed.
Okay then. Bye.
What?
You heard me. If you aren't going to do as you're told, then you can leave. Now, I strongly advise against it, but it's entirely up to you.
Damn, she called my bluff. Maybe I shouldn't have gotten greedy. Guess I have just two options. Save face and leave, or cower to her demands like a bitch and possibly get in on the action. They're really testing me here. Screw it. I'm not completely void of self-respect. I'm a man. I'm gonna watch a lot of, man videos, masculinity videos. Have it your way. I'm going to bed. Watch him. What is it? Richard Cooper. I guess he's one of the more popular ones. Fresh and fit. Some one of these guys.
Turning your back to them, you head towards the stairs.
I'm a man.
Hope you don't regret that decision.
Look at me strut. I'm a man.
Because you have no idea how good of a show you're missing out on.
But I'm a man and I'll have my dignity.
Ignoring her and already feeling slight regret, you go back upstairs to your bedroom. Once there, you crawl back into bed, falling asleep not long after.
Mow your grass gently down the street. I've done fucked this up 40 ways. Like, Grim, are you going to play this right or not? It's like, damn, I can pay the money and get it played right. But there's so many ways I can play it. It's like a choose your own adventure book. And the bad ends is you don't get laid. I used to have a phone thing that I would call back when I was a young kid. And it was Dial a Story or Dial an Adventure. And they basically have a narrator that would come on and like tell you what you're doing. Welcome to Wizard World. And they would say, there is a dragon coming towards you. Push 5 to dodge. Push 3 to let off a spell. And it was all local stuff that was in my area. It was like in our TV guide, which is like ancient to you guys. I mean, I think they still have TV guides, but like we used to have a local TV guide and that's where it would be. And there was always different ones. So, you know, I always enjoyed those. Every week I'd check them out to, you know, and it'd be like, bad move. The dragon caught you and reduced your body to cinders. I guess you'll be choosing another choice next time or something like that. I don't know. It's too late to think about all that. But yeah, that's kind of what I thought of when I was getting the bad ends for some of these games. Alright, so here we go. We got 10 minutes. Let's go back and try again. Yeah, you can't do it like that because it's set to do this. Alright.
Sit. Like you also about an app.
Where the f- does-
I'm back in. You're completely. And it. But it doesn't.
What do you.
Let me out.
Alright, hold before on.
You, feeling to a few. Confused you. You
no more
saying. Although so you.
All right, here we you, go.
What an end.
Pausing.
Look at. I'll take your.
You sure?
Smirking, feeling your under.
Hey, after all. Oh, instead and jerk your dick to Jessica while she slobbers all over my clit.
Sounds like a good plan to me.
You pull your hard cock out and immediately start stroking it.
Hey, what the fuck are you doing? This isn't supposed to be fun for him.
Don't worry, it won't be. When he sees how hot we are together, it'll drive him crazy that he can't join in.
Mm-hmm. I'm not so sure about that.
Yeah, lesbian porn very popular with men.
Well, I am. No doubt that sluttiness of yours to an 11, okay? Let's give this little fucker a show.
Hey, I'm standing over here with my dick in my hand. You gonna keep talking or fuck?
Chloe pushes the back of Jessica's head down into her pussy once again.
Don't leave a man horny. Come on, do something. Chloe pushes the back of Jessica's... Okay, yeah, I don't have to read that. She does that.
Within seconds, Chloe's head flings back as her moans fill the room. Moans that make your dick even harder than you expected.
Well, I'll be damned. We'll just have to imagine it, folks.
There's something incredibly arousing about watching your bitchy Jessica being the submissive one.
You get these wonderful voice actresses, and I don't even get a good moan? Come on, now. How much does it cost them to have a moan?
Fuck. Yes, right there. Oh, keep licking me right where you are. Don't move that tongue an inch.
Looking back at you, Chloe bites her lip. Clearly just as turned on watching you as you are watching them.
Do you have any idea how good this feels? Her wet tongue expertly serving my clit.
Supposed to be servicing, but, you know.
Tell me, do you wish it was you? Do you wish it was your big, thick cock having Jessica's pretty lips wrapped around it?
All right, fellas, don't y'all blow your loads now. She's got a sultry voice, but let's keep our dignity. Because we're men. God, yes.
You're such a pervert, aren't you? Do you realize how wrong it is of you to want that?
I do.
How unbelievably sick it is.
She's just a stepsister. Yeah?
But that just makes you want it even more, doesn't it?
It does. So much more.
Without even noticing, you gradually begin pumping your cock faster and faster.
Whoa. Slow down there, cowboy. We don't want you blowing your load just yet.
Hold your horses, son!
Especially since we're just getting warmed up.
Sticking her hand in between the cushions of the couch, Chloe pulls out a dildo.
Really? That's where you hide your dildos? Right in the couch cushions?
A familiar-looking dildo at that.
Where have I seen that one before? Is that Megan's? No, it's not Megan's. Megan's didn't look like that.
It's not really my color, but I'm sure it'll get the job done.
Do you want one a little darker?
Where did that come from? I didn't see you bring it.
That's because I didn't. Apparently, Megan is quite the little slut herself.
Called it.
Megan? Are you saying that's hers?
Yep.
Where did you even find it?
In the fucking kitchen drawer. Where do you think I found it?
Well, you're not going to use that thing on me, I can tell you that much.
Why not? Sharing is caring, right?
Yeah, like a skirt or something. Maybe a bra. But she's probably already, you know, used it.
Really? You think?
She's starting to remind me of that girl in Daria. You know, the one with the same haircut.
Most likely. So just put it back where you...
Without an ounce of hesitation, Chloe presses her tongue against the bottom of the dildo and seductively runs it all the way to the top.
Well, I'll be damned.
Chloe? What the fuck?
Those animations are getting better, aren't they, folks?
I don't taste anything. Shame.
Ew, that's my... Ew!
Yeah. Well, at least we know she cleans it, so you have nothing to worry about. Now, spread your legs.
What?
You heard me. I said spread 'em.
Spread 'em, cowboy!
And you. Come here so you can get a better look.
Chloe, no! We're supposed to be teasing him, remember?
Well, we're hardly gonna be teasing him if he can't even see what's happening. Don't you agree? Isn't that right?
Yeah, sure.
Exactly. Also, don't just stand there. Get yourself and that enormous dick of yours over here.
Yes, ma'am. Ma'am, where the fuck did that come from? Well, I'm not gonna tell you, but...
You walk over to the two naked girls before stopping right next to them.
Basically, he's accepted her as dominant because she has put herself in the role of a dominant. He's like, look, I'm the one in charge here. This is either my way or the highway. And he has accepted that.
Mmm. Take a look at that. That's one big cock, huh, Jess?
Yeah, whatever.
But I think we just might be able to get it even bigger.
Without warning, Chloe starts sliding the dildo into Jessica.
Oh!
Oops. I hope it wasn't too rough.
No. It just took me by surprise. Oh, God!
Sorry. What were you saying?
Oh, fuck you, Chloe.
That's not appropriate language for a lady.
With a smirk on her face, Jessica replies,
wherever did you get the idea I was a lady?
Good point. Why don't we show him how unladylike you really are?
Go for it.
Clearly eager to push Jessica to her limits, Chloe starts thrusting the dildo in and out with immense speed.
Immense
speed? With
her toes
curling and fingers clawing at the sofa, Jessica moans with indescribable pleasure.
Are we going as fast as Sonic the Hedgehog here? I mean, immense speed, that's like... That's gotta go fast!
Holy fuck!
It's so deep inside your little pussy. You love every inch of it, don't you?
It's incredible!
It doesn't hurt. I mean, you do have such a tight pussy after all.
Before she can even respond, Chloe turns and looks at you, all the while continuing to fuck Jessica with the dildo.
How do you like your pussy? Well, tight? Or do you prefer them a little more wider? Because mine is just a tad wider than hers.
Okay, on that note, we're gonna go ahead and end it here and bring y'all back next week with more Lust Theory. Things are getting good, so you'll definitely want to stay tuned. I'm out.